Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show. It is Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023 is here. This is the first show of the year. We welcome everybody back. We took a little break during the New Year's, and everybody had a good time. So we hope you did, too. So give us a holler. 515-602-9731 is the number to call in. You can just listen along or be part of the conversation. Just hit one. And we're just talking about all things trucking and then some. This is Redneck and I's Radio Live. Before we go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at DPF.com. Regeneration.com. Those are the guys that they do the cleaning of the DPF filters. And you can overnight it, and then they'll clean it, and then overnight it back. Or if you need a new filter or any kind of other parts for your, what do they call it, EPA systems that are on these trucks, they've got all the technology and the expertise to be able to understand all that. So give them a holler at 800-634-3010. That's DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. We appreciate all their support of Redneck and I's. So in the trucking news, there is the truck drivers out there are in a commenting period for a rule change for the emergency contact information, so check those out. That is for emergency exemptions, so we'll talk about that a little bit. And an hour ago, the Detroit News posted that the Ford F-Series gets a claims. They're claiming again that they are the best-selling pickup truck for the 46th straight year. So, I don't know. I guess so. I mean, when you're willing to make deals and sell cars, that's how it works, right? So, like I said, what do you think? Give me a holler. 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. This is Redneck and I's Radio Live. We'll see you in a second.
A thousand miles with you. I dried your tears of pain a million times to you. I'd sell my soul to you for money to burn to you.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation.
Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Give us a call at 515-602-9731. It's Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. All things trucking and then some. We're talking about whatever you got life on the road. You want to talk about the weather? You want to talk about the news? You want to talk about sports? Give me a holler. 515-602-9731. And I appreciate everybody listening along, following along. And like I said, if you want to be part of the conversation, just hit 1 when you call in. And don't forget to go check out our website. It's redneckandeyes.com, where you find links to all of our social media accounts and our links to all of our sponsors. One of the great sponsors, like I mentioned, and that is Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. Go check them out, truckertools.com. Those guys are great. We appreciate all their support. So check them out, truckertools.com, or you can download their app from the App Store, wherever you get your apps from your cell phone there, and let them know what you think about it, and let them know that you appreciate all their support of Redneck and I. So we appreciate them. So check us out, redneckandeyes.com, and check them out at Trucker Tools. Download their app, Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. All right, so one of the things that I've been paying attention to today, and if anybody notices it, it's that they haven't been able to confirm the Speaker of the House yet, because he needs a full majority of the total members of House. So if that's, you know, you're always like, okay, majority rules, right? Whoever's got the most votes wins. Well, it's not the full majority, like whoever gets the most votes. It's you got to have a full 50% or more, or you got to have like 50% plus one to get the full support to be elected speaker. And so that's what we haven't got able to do yet, because there are several Republicans that are refusing to vote for the guy that's in there right now. Running for the speakership for the Republican side, and that's what is it called? McCarthy? Is it Mike McCarthy? I think his name is, and he's a congressman out of I forgot what it is. It's something to do with, what do you call it? I think he's out of California anyway, but he's a Republican. He's been there forever. He was a speaker before, I do believe. And then he lost, of course, you know, when the Democrats took over, they put in Pelosi and all that. But, you know, the funny thing is that they've been tallying the votes all day. They did three different votes, and he still came up short of the 50% plus one majority. And so they called it for the day. They're not going to do anything today, and they're going to resume tomorrow. And it's funny because if the members of Congress leave and that means that their vote, not only is their vote not counted, they're ruled as not being there during the vote. And that way, like say right now, there's 435 members, right? So they take a vote. He needs 218. That's the 50% plus one is 218. So, what happens if somebody leaves? Well, then it becomes 434. So all he needs is, you know, 50% of plus one of 434. Or if somebody else leaves, 433. You know, so if they leave, and so I guess what they do is they take roll call, and then they just tally the votes of the majority at that time. So what they're afraid of is that it's kind of like one of these things where the people that are voting against the speaker, the guy that's trying to be speaker, they got 19 people not voting for that person. If one of them leaves, then they do a revote, and it doesn't, and so that doesn't matter. But right now, as it stands, he has to have a lot of those. He can only lose like five of them, and to get the 50% plus one, he can only lose five of them. So he has to have, out of those 19, you know, he would have to have at least 14 of them vote for him. Or if the Democrats decide to vote for him, and that's not going to happen. All the Democrats are voting for one guy. And one thing I always said about Democrats, they're extremely loyal, and they do exactly what they're told to do. And they have excellent leadership where, you know, you might see a couple of them step out of line a little bit, but it's whatever the mob rule, whatever that they have a, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are in the, you know, internet that just rule what they say, and they don't really care. They just go by the wind. If you remember back in the day, Bill Clinton changed his mind depending on what the polls said. If the polls said that he was doing a good job with one thing, that's the way he would go. If he was doing something wrong and the poll said he was not doing good, he would change his mind. You know, he'd do whatever the poll said. That's what he was doing. And so that's what Democrats do, I think, is that whatever the majority opinion is, or whatever, you know, whatever it is that they can make it spin their way. And of course, thanks to the media, they, you know, they get all that done. I don't have any other faith in the Republicans either. So, you know, they ain't going to do nothing. They're going to do exactly what they've been doing. They just kick the can down the road. The 19 people that are voting against, they actually want to see some actual, like, reforms. And you know what? It might be bad. It might be good. But you know what? The amount of money that the federal government spent this year is outrageous. And then that's what inflation is the government spending money. Because they have to create it, and they have to borrow it, and they don't, you know, they can't do it. So, this is, you know, it's how it goes. But they're not done with that yet. So who knows what's going to happen? It's going to be funny to see. I just think it's hilarious because so many people get frustrated, you know, down here. But you know, your daily life does not get affected that much by, you know, what they do, what they argue with. If they did nothing, your life would be great. There's nothing, you know, I mean, stop worrying about Congress. You know, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's like one of those things where I want to see them do absolutely nothing and everything would be just fine, but they can't do that. I always said it before. The hardest thing for a politician to do is nothing. Cause they always got to do something. And it's every time they want to, you know, what did they say? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. It's just crazy. So, and then meanwhile out here in drug driving, we just keep on keeping on. Actually, I was digging through some old memories, and there's some good pictures of me out there driving out there in the snow and up through the mountains and all that stuff like that. And it's, you know, it's pretty exciting when you see that nostalgia stuff. But, you know, when you're in the middle of it right there, you're kind of wishing, you know, I wasn't here. Because, yeah, we know the weather got bad, and we don't want to see that. And we want to see everybody stay safe out there. And we want to see truck drivers take care of themselves and not worry about anything. Just don't worry about it, you know, too much. The freight is not that important. Just take care of yourself and be safe. So that's what we want. And other than that, like I said before, we got a couple of news releases to talk about, but let's go over the phones. Let's see what we got. Hey, good evening there. What's
how you
going
doing,
on? Man, I'm all right. Just join the day.
I'll join this Texas weather up here in Ohio. 62 degrees and raining, buddy. Don't get no better than that.
Well, yeah, man. Yeah, it got up to 80 yesterday. Down here.
Damn it.
Yep.
Yeah, we got 60. I think it hit 62 today. I was out around Gary. I went out to Gary, and I was, you know, doing some of that outlaw shit everybody talks about. But, yeah, I did some of that. So I went out there and dropped a big piece off out there and reloaded. Now I'm on my way back to Youngstown for tomorrow morning. And I got to unload, reload, and go right back out there again. So it's supposed to get down 30. I think upper 30s, low 40s, Thursday or Friday. Nothing real bad. I can deal with that. I stuff here a couple weeks ago, you know, 30, 40 below with the wind chills up home, man. That was that. That sucked. Yeah, that sucked.
I was
just reach
checking
over, click that heater up one more notch, and keep the door closed.
Yeah, I was just looking to see what we had to look forward to in the. I mean, I don't see it getting below 50 for the next 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yep. And it's going to be during the day, like one of the highs is 66. The other high is 69 with rain. And then everything else is 70s or above.
Wow.
But you know, that's
life's good down there.
Yeah, well, what my cousin always tells me, the weather guy, is that it's scientifically impossible to predict the weather more than 3 days. So it's kind of like
I ain't found a weatherman yet that can predict it for the day that you're on.
Exactly.
Anytime they go out and they give you a forecast on the weather at night, well, you got a 50% chance of rain or partly cloudy. Are you serious? That's a job I want. Tell you, it may rain, it may not, you know.
That's what
what's been going on?
Man, nothing. I've been catching up on that. You all caught up on that 1923 yet, no?
No, but I can't get into it, man, yet. I'm trying, but I just...
It's damn good, man. It's damn good. I'm really enjoying it. And then... I haven't watched the latest episode of Tulsa King with Sylvester Stallone. And then, we'll see what's the other ones that are coming out. I forgot. But, yeah, Yellowstone now, the actual main show, it's on its mid-season deal. And and it's got a couple of different twists to it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's getting interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I don't want to be the spoiler, but... Boy, something bad going to happen.
Well, I said this at the very beginning.
Put something on, Jamie.
Well, no, I said this. I said there might be a circumstance where Jamie tries to kill Beth. And you saw, you know, they were talking about it. So I don't know if she'll die. Yeah.
There's still room at the train station, so he's got to get through Rip first.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is I didn't realize she didn't know about the train station.
Right.
So that's a big deal, I think. She got – that was a big turn. I thought she knew, and of course, the crazy – I mean, she's the craziest one. So when
– Yeah.
So the funniest thing to me is, like, if she – when she found out about it, she's like, well, that's awesome. Let's use that.
Yeah. It's a good thing she didn't know about it before, because it probably filled up by now.
Yeah. Oh man, that's hilarious. But yeah, I've been watching the whole the cartoons on Fox News today, where all those idiots are trying to vote for McCarthy on the House side, and they can't get it done, so they went home for the day. So
who do you think is going to be Speaker?
No, it'll be
Scalise.
No, it'll. I mean, I'd like to see nobody cave, but somebody's going to cave. They're going to cave. Somebody's going to cave. So, but I think he's going to get it, and they're going to cave. But I'd love to see them stick it out and really shut. I mean, this is perfect. Shut down the government, and the Republicans will go out there and say it's not our fault. It's not our fault. You know. So.
Yeah, but they won't do it.
They won't do it. They're a bunch of pansies. You know,
nope.
I mean, the guys on there today, some of the congressmen, you know, they step out and talk to the media a little bit, and they're like, you know, well, no, we're supporting him. We're supporting him. You know, it's so funny to me. It's like, if you wanted to get things done and stop arguing, then why don't you just go with the side of, you know, it's kind of like do a Nancy Pelosi. Don't
right.
force them to cave to you. You cave to them, because that's what Pelosi did. Pelosi caved all her crazy lefties, you know. So if you got crazy right wingers, then you cave to them. You know, that'll be great. You know, but they won't do that either. You know, hey, that's fine. All we need, if this is what it is, where all you need is like 20 of them to stick together, you know, then ride it out. Who cares? You know, unless their districts, you know, do some type of like recall petitions, which will take 6 months to a year, you know, so. You know, why not do it? You know, why not write it out? If you really believed in it, if you really were a hardcore, true believer, then you would write it out no matter what.
Right.
But we know they're not, that they're not hardcore.
Right.
You know, there might be five or six of them that are hardcore, but not all. They're not all hardcore. So, and it's so funny to me is like all they want to do is stop spending money. And they're hard, right? They're extreme. They're, you know, it's like just stop spending money. That's all they want you to do, but you won't do it. It's like you won't do it. You know, I mean,
get off the crypto shit and worry about whatever else going on, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, they want to throw their hands into everything else. I tell you what, it's crazy. You know, like I said before, you know, if the Congress shut down for a year, everything would be just fine. Everything goes, you know, because we've got it in place where all of the Social Security checks and all the military funding is automatic. That doesn't need anybody's approval. So, yeah, you know, all that other stuff, just stop it. So,
yep.
I mean, those colleges, you know, they're like, well, we need funding for education. I was like, you know how much money them colleges make off of, you know.
I was going to say, that's the last thing they need is money for funding. Yeah, I tell you what, you get some of them professors that should have paid cut. Decide Congress, the Senate, that take some of their money. Instead of cutting our wages, cut theirs.
TCU is on the brink of profiting $40 million off of making it to the championship game because they weren't expected to be there. So, you know, they don't, you know, that you factor in your budget kind of thing. And it's like, well, now we're winning. And now they're like money is just raking in, you know, because of them winning. And then they're getting all these kind of, you know, advertisings and all that stuff. And it's just, you know, it's they're making money. They got plenty of money. You know, and then they got all those boosters, all those millionaires that donate money and everything. You know, they like you say, the last thing these colleges need is money.
Yep.
And even if they have, and even when they have a lot of money, all those presidents of those universities sit there, and all they want is more money. It's amazing,
right?
You know, they, you know, so yeah, they, I mean, you know that, and then of course the FMCSA, you know, they can shut down too and it wouldn't bother us none.
Well, what kills me every time I turn around, there's somebody calling on the phone from a hijacked number wanting you to give to the policeman's fund.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
policeman's fund my ass. I mean, yeah, I agree with the police. You know, we need the police. You know, what's our taxes and stuff paying for? Your city, state, local taxes. What did that go? Where is that going?
Yeah, and you see...
You know,
I mean, I don't know what that money goes to, but all I know is that I look at a billboard. The billboard says that the local police department is hiring, and the starting pay is like $34,000 a year. And I'm like, $34,000 a year? I made that in 6 months. What the hell?
I don't know, but I know I ain't going out there and get shot at for $34,000 a year.
But here we got the Policeman Association here. They actually are like they have local things. Now, don't call me and ask me to donate, but if you want to have a cookout or some kind of bake sale or, you know, an event to where people pay in money and buy things and all that, and that helps you raise money, yeah, go right ahead, because that's the economy working there. That's people wanting to contribute something that they're actually participating in.
Exactly.
But just don't call and just have me throw money, you know. I mean, look at that poor kid at the NFL. He's got almost $5 million. They just donated to his charity, you know, and I don't even know the full story. And I mean, I hope everything's all right, and I hope that nothing bad was going on, but he could have been doing something he shouldn't have been doing is the reason why he got sick.
Right.
He could have been like shooting up during the games, and it finally caught up with him. We don't know, you know, it's that kind of thing.
Nobody knows.
You know, I think the air got knocked out of him and it scared him senseless. Because, you know, usually these big-time players, that doesn't happen to them very much. So that kind of thing, I mean, you get scared when that happens. I thought I was going to die when the air got knocked out of me, you know. So, stuff like that. But, I mean, people want to support stuff. But it's like, I don't understand. How do you know where that money's going? I don't understand. Why would you – I can't give money to something I don't know where it's going.
Right.
So – but, yep, another interesting thing happened here at about an hour ago is Ford had released a press release, and it says that for the 46th straight year, the Ford F-Series is the top-selling pickup truck of the year.
Okay.
I'm done.
I'll let them have it. They can have it. If that makes them feel good, go ahead. I'll still keep driving my Dodge.
Yeah, I mean, like I tell everybody, you know, it's what you know how to work on, and it's what you know how to drive, what you feel comfortable in. You know, sometimes just having a cup holder in a certain spot drives people crazy, or, you know, certain buttons a certain way drives people crazy and all that. But what I tell people, the one thing I hate about the Ford pickup truck these days is that they sell a lot of pickups, and the reason why is they don't sell pickups. They sell cars with a pickup truck body. It's got the little bitty V6 in it. It ain't got nothing in it. It's got roll-up windows because people want a pickup truck, but they just want it to look like a pickup truck. They don't really want the big engine.
Yeah.
They don't want the big tires, all that stuff. Or they can't afford that stuff.
I guess have Ford. That new engine Ford got that EcoBoost or whatever. I guess that little V6. I guess that thing. Ooh, I guess it runs, boy.
Yeah, but if you keep adding weight, you get weight to it, then you can, you know, I guess it's got to work harder. I don't know.
I guess you could go get your Honda Ridgeline.
Oh man. Yeah, I thought that was new because that's at the top of the list when you do like trucking news. But that's pretty much it. Says Feds order Union Pacific to step up critical grain loads as big rigs unable to keep up with demand. So they're putting more and more grain on the rail because the trucks can't handle it all.
Shit. Yeah, and all these stupid ass regulations they keep putting on us.
Yeah, you know. And that's the other thing too. All they gotta do, well, you know, we know the rules. All they gotta do is declare an emergency, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say, man. They give you an exemption for everything else. Every time somebody farts, man, they need they need air freshener, man. We're gonna give you an exemption. Just go run, man. We're gonna give you an exemption to the hours of service. Just go run as hard as you want to.
Right.
I can't ever figure that out.
I don't know if they did or not, but they could have done it with the baby formula shortage or any other kind of, like, you know, food shortage. Some, you know, they did it during COVID because people were running out of toilet paper. So it's crazy. I don't know.
Toilet paper. I never figured that one out.
I don't either. I didn't
figure that one out. I cannot wrap my head around that. How in hell does a virus, a pandemic, cause a toilet paper shortage? What, did that virus give everybody their shits or what?
Well, that, I always told people all the time when I was doing the orientations for Swift back in the day, and we were talking about, like, what we haul, you know, and all that. And there was one of the things that we had to mention is high value freight. Is like, what do you do when you get a load that when it comes across the Qualcomm and it says this load that you're picking up is high value? Procedure is that once you got there, you called in. Once you picked it up, you called in. You know, if anything happened, there was a special phone number for you to call that for security reasons. And it's like, you needed to let them know and all that. And I thought to myself, I was like, well, they should do that for every toilet paper load, because to me, that's important. Right. Is toilet paper.
That's right. That's a high value load.
Right. So this pandemic just proved my point.
Yep.
It's like, yep, that's the high value freight right there.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
We went on a ride Sunday, and they gave out some little door prizes and stuff like that, and I got me a small jar of moonshine. It's a sweet apple moonshine. I haven't dipped into that yet, so we'll see what happens. And people were giving away. They had some ice chests and little portable speakers and things like that. Things were donated, you know, for the cause or whatever. Really, it's just this local motorcycle club puts out a poker run every New Year's Day because, you know, nobody else is doing anything. So they say, why not New Year's Day? So they did that, and it's a lot of fun. They had ribs and brisket and black-eyed peas and cabbage. So, you know, everybody had a good time. It was fun. So,
wow.
Yep, we ride around the bay, and that's a good couple of hours. Stop at the little local watering holes there, and just everybody shoots the breeze. I don't know this place too much, you know, where we go and all that. So all these old timers, they say, oh man, back in the day, this place, you know, this is where we always hung out, and this is where the Bandinos hung out, and this is where the local drug dealers were hanging out and all that back in the day, long time ago and all that. And I was like, all I know is the truck stops where, you know, you knew where not to stop in the truck stop because they were the ones where you could score anything you needed, like Willie's,
right.
What's it called? What was the one up there up there north of Waco, just right there at the split.
Willie's.
Yeah. Well, Willie, but I mean, before that, it was Carl's. Carl's Corner.
Carl's Corners, yeah.
Yeah, Carl's Corner. That was the place, man. You can get anything you want.
That was a wild-ass place.
Yep.
Yeah, back in the day, that was a wild-ass place, boy. It used to be one of our stopping points from out here at home out to the coast, man. Stop there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to go into that, but, yeah, that was the best, though. We did a lot of crazy things.
Yeah. Yep. And, I mean...
But sleep was an option back then. Let's just leave it at that.
There you go. Cool. Well, let's see. Like I said, they only got that. They still got that exemption. Ain't nobody commented on that commenting period for that changing the rule, where they want to change the emergency exemption. So it looks like nobody really cares. We shared it to our Facebook page a couple of times, but it's not really that big of a deal.
Everybody wants to mention about it, but nobody wants to comment. Nobody will comment on
it. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes, but I don't know. I mean, what do you call, what's on my mind? I don't know. I'm the whole football thing, man, with them canceling that football game, you know, those two teams were in the playoffs. So I don't even know how they're going to do that. That's crazy to me that they're just going to, here's what I thought about when I saw that. So they decided to cancel the game and So immediately in my head, when that happened, they were all distraught. They were sad. This guy had gotten, you know, real bad. They did CPR. Come to find out he had a heart attack.
Right.
You know, that's – but I was going to comment, and I knew I was going to get, you know, a lot of heat for it. But I was going to comment on a few of the little threads that were on Facebook saying, you know, there was a lot of soldiers out there that didn't get to stop their fighting just because a friend of theirs got killed in battle.
Right.
You know, and it's like they kept going, you know, and they don't make as much money as these guys. So maybe if you're going to donate money, maybe that money needs to be donated to some kind of veterans charity instead of to some kind of toy drive for a football player, you know. So so I would say that, you know.
Well, every industry in the country, I mean, just like trucking, you know, how many guys die out here every day that you never hear about? They just drop dead, you know, heart attacks or whatever happens. You know, the world don't stop. You know, these trucks don't stop because somebody's friend or neighbor or dad, brother, husband, whatever dies in a truck. And the rest of them keeps on moving.
That's right.
You know,
that's
it's got to go.
Yep. I mean, you know, when we got to know a few of those people that ran like that Truckers Final Mile and all that like that, I didn't think it would need like surely, you know, there's ways of getting these drivers home if they pass away on the road. But I mean, come to find out, there's not. Like these carriers don't care.
Yeah.
You know,
no.
And a lot of the carriers they're super small carriers where, you know, they don't have the money, and secondly, you know, they're like, okay, well, you know, I got to get the truck and I got to get the freight. I got to get the freight delivered. You know, I mean, that's what the shippers say. If you called up Procter & Gamble and told them you couldn't deliver a load because the driver passed away, they're like, well, you know, they don't care.
I don't care.
They get it there, you know? Oh, yeah, I think, you know, I agree with you on that. You know, like you said, when I saw them this, you know, first off, yeah, okay, you're distraught. I understand. Like I said, you know, there's other industries and out there that just don't get to shut down whenever they have a friend that's ill, you know.
Right.
I agree with you there. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I don't know how they're going to make that up because these two teams are both like in the playoffs, and it's important for them to have that game because then you have to decide who's going to be in and all that stuff. So.
Right,
to me,
right.
they're gonna have to make it up, but I just, you know, it's gonna tick some people off to be rushing it like that, but and then other than that, we got, I don't know, things going on down here. There's a couple of more rides scheduled, and we actually had a little party on New Year's Eve night or New Year's Eve day on Saturday afternoon at the Harley dealership, and we do, I don't know if you've ever done this, where it's like a 50-50, you know what that is?
Yeah.
Where they buy little tickets and for a dollar, and we throw money in the pot and we split it. So half the money goes to the hog group. The other half goes to whoever wins.
Yep.
And the guy won.
50-50 raffle. Yeah.
Yeah. So the guy won. It was $205 is what the guy won. And then we gave in it. We threw in a free t-shirt too. So, It was a lot of fun.
Oh.
And it's funny to me because I was there selling the tickets with them and everything. And I felt like that I was like a – so one of the shows I've been watching here lately is that Young Sheldon. And Young Sheldon's grandma, she bought a laundromat that had one of those casinos back in the back, little poker machines in the back of the laundromat that nobody knew about and everything. And I told her, I feel like – that's what I feel like, because the guy comes in and says, I want $5, and he gets five tickets. And then he walks away, comes back, and goes, give me three more. You know, and it's like everybody's like, hell yeah, give me some money. You know, give me some tickets. And it's like, man, it's like, you know, it's like a drug to them, you know, that, and it's like, it's not that big of a deal. You know, it's just a couple of dollars, you know. Oh, there's other people, you know, they ain't got no money. They don't want to fork it. They say, you know, I ain't paying for that. I was like, it's a couple of dollars. What's going to get?
Yeah, but then there's some out there that'll gamble their own paycheck away, you know.
Oh yeah. Yep, you're right about that. And they do the lottery thing where as soon as they get paid, they run down to the local convenience store and buy lottery tickets. Yep. I don't know if you ever watched this other TV show called Shameless, and it had that William H. Macy on there, and he would, it wasn't even his Social Security money. It was like for his kids, but he would take it down to the local bar, you know, and get his whiskey and, you know, whatever else he wanted.
Right.
His daughter was 21 years old, and she knew the check was coming. So it was like a race to the mailbox. Whoever got to the mailbox first got the money. And it was like, he would be sleeping by the mailbox. And, you know, one time she was able to get the mail from the mailman without going to the box. And it's like, see, I got it now. You ain't getting it like that. And he was like, that's my money. And she was like, it's not your money. it's so funny to me. I tell people that all the time about truck driving, though. I say, you know, you sit there in a truck stop sometimes and you can tell, you know, how different people act. You could see guys sitting there fixing you a steak dinner, and he's talking to his wife on the phone saying, I ain't got no money. I ain't got no money to send home. I ain't making no money out here. And he's getting a big steak dinner and, you know, all the fixings and all that. And then there's another guy. He's sitting there trying to figure out to count pennies and quarters to pay for a little sandwich or something at the store. And, you know, he just got off the phone and he sent everything he had, or he just Western Union's $100 to his wife or somebody. And then he's trying to get 50 cents or whatever to pay for a sandwich because he sent everything he had to the house. So you see that out there on the road all the time. So, yeah.
Yep. I remember years ago, man, when they had the video games, pinball machines and stuff, the truck stops. I've seen guys go in there. Come in off the road in the evening or the afternoon, you know, stop, get fuel, and get something to eat, you know, before you took off again. Or if you just stay in there for the night, see them guys standing there at the same damn machines or are in that game room for 3, 4, 5 hours, man, just banging on them machines.
Hmm.
Yeah, just quarter after quarter after quarter and them things, man. I thought, wow.
Yep, that's something. Yeah, you see them all the time. Well, I remember I was in the truck stop, and I forgot what I was doing. I was buying something, like I needed something, like it was a tool or some kind of toiletries or something that I was buying there. And so I was like standing in line. It was like maybe it was Memphis, maybe even West Memphis, somewhere like that, one of those crowded ones, or it might have been Louisiana. I don't know. But the guy came up to me, and he had all those tickets from the poker machine. And the deal was you could only buy stuff in the store. You couldn't cash those tickets in for cash. You had to, like, use them to pay for stuff in the store. So he came up to me, and he said, I got $20 worth of tickets here. You know, give me $10 or give me, you know, whatever. And I think I ended up giving him – or I think he had, like, $30. I gave him a $20 bill. And I had $30 worth of tickets that went to buying whatever I need, you know, what, because I already was buying stuff. So yeah, that kind of thing. You see it all the time. Yep. That kind of deal. And I don't know if those, they don't do that no more. You see it all the time.
Well, it's like Jim and I, we was down there.
What's that?
Jim and I was down in West Memphis, sir. We was on our way down to Laredo. And we stopped at West Memphis, sir, just long enough to eat, take a shower, get going, y'all. I had to get going. So she was just riding with me. And we got out of the truck, went to walk in, you know, with our shower bags, so to go in and get a shower. And this guy was sitting out there in front of Petro there, West Memphis. He come up, he said, hey, he said, you got $4 that, you know, that I can have. And I said, what? He said, listen, Jerry, I'm going to be honest with you. He said, I'm not going to lie to you. He said, I'm going to take that $4. I'm going to go in there. And I'm gonna give me a tall boy, and I'm gonna come out here. It's hot. I've been working. I'm gonna come out here. I'm gonna sit down right here under the shade tree, and I'm gonna drink that whole quart. And I reached in my pocket and I handed him $4. And I said, "What the hell's wrong with you?" She said, "Are you crazy?" I said, "No." She said, "Well, why did you give him $4?" He told you what he was gonna do. I said, "That's exactly why I gave it to him, because he didn't lie to me."
He
didn't tell me he was out of gas. He didn't tell me his kids were starving. He told me he was going in to get him a quart of beer. He was hot, thirsty, and he was going to bring it out there and sit under that shade tree and drink it. So I said, that's why I gave it to him. And he did.
Yep.
He went in there and got him one. He come back out. We went in, ate, jumped in the shower real quick. We come out. When we walked out, he was finishing up his beard. He held it up. He said, I told you that's what I was going to do. I said, that's why you got the money. I says, enjoy it, brother. I said, have a nice day. I said, we'll see you later. And we went out, got the truck, and left. She just sat there with her mouth hanging open.
But hey,
I said, didn't lie. He didn't lie to me.
Yep. Yep. That's what when I watch these shows, like you watch that Tulsa King, and you watch Yellowstone, and different those. And there's another show that I'm watching called Your Honor, and it's like crooked cops and the mobsters and all that stuff
right. In
New Orleans. And every now and then you'll see something where the crooks will talk to each other, and they just go off of handshakes. They don't have any kind of like
documents
or contracts or whatever like that, and everything.
Right.
And then they come through for each other, but they can't trust any of the cops because the cops are dirty or they can't trust the DA or whatever like that. And so I heard a guy say it on the TV show a long time ago. He said, I'll take an honest thief over a crooked cop any day.
Yeah. Right.
So it's like, yeah, I'm going to take your money and I'm going to do exactly what I want with it, which is over here. You know, I'm going to buy that beer. And that's, you know, what are you going to say? You know, you can say no, and that's fine too, but
you know,
at least you're not being swindled into giving the guy money thinking he's going to do better his life for it.
Yeah.
Cause nine times out of 10,
I went in there, you know, see somebody come up and ask for some, you know, money or something, but with carrying a gas can, little 2 gallon gas can. Oh, I'm out of gas. My car run out of gas down off the exit down there, you know? Yeah. See guys handing him money, you know, and I'm thinking a 2 gallon can. And they're around $15, $20, $30, $40, $50 in their hand. I'm thinking, how you going to get all that gas in? And then they'll take that gas can. They'll go out there, go around. They'll get all the money they can, walk right across the parking lot, go around front of the store and get in a big Escalade or something and drive off. It's like, really? Oh, whatever.
So my stepdad tells a story about how they were down in downtown Atlanta watching a baseball game, and they got on the MARTA train by mistake going a different direction or whatever. So they had to get off and get back on. And so they're waiting at this train station for the next train. And a guy walks up to him and says, hey, bud, you got a couple of dollars I can borrow? Can you spare some change or whatever? And my stepdad, I don't know why he did it, but he said, well, all I got is 20s. And the guy goes, hey, he goes, I can make change. And he pulls out a whole old wad of cash.
Yeah.
Tell the guy, give me a couple of dollars, I'll give you 18 and change.
Hey, that's
I said, what happens if you would beat your ass and took all your money? And he's like, well, I guess, you know, that would happen. But it was, he pulled out all the money, and he's like, he had more money than I did.
Well, it's all these big cities.
You know,
big cities at rush hour in the morning or the afternoon. You see all them guys and panhandlers out there was holding their signs up, you know, homeless or, you know, well, anything will help, you know, just, you know, I'm hungry or whatever. But the only time you see them is in the morning during rush hour and in the afternoon during rush hour. And after rush hour is over, they're gone. They disappear. You don't see them no more. And half of them is dressed better than we are.
You know what goes on down here in Corpus a lot? They hang out. You know, of course, you got the, I don't know how often it happens over there, but down here you got the Home Depots and all that. And, of course, you got the guys that are hanging out outside the Home Depot waiting to get hired for a job or something. And that's a big deal in Dallas, too. But also there's like a family, like there's like a mother with a couple of kids, and they got the kids walking up to people in their cars in the parking lot asking for money.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, because they know everybody's soft-hearted. They'll give to a kid.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know how they do that, and the cops don't come wrangle them up. I don't know. But like I said, it's the government's supposed to be, you know, we trust the government to help them people out, but the government doesn't help them out. You know, you're better off doing it yourself. I don't know.
That's when the parents should get caught for child endangerment right there.
Yeah. You know, but the governments aren't doing anything about it. So, you know, I don't know what we can do. Yep. So Man, I'll tell you what, we got about 10 minutes left. I don't know. Wind it on down. I was refreshing here to see.
I was coming across 30 earlier, and it was raining. I mean, you know, just drizzle, nothing major, you know. Roads was wet. There was a flatbed. Just happened. There was a cop. Tow truck had just shut off. The shadow showed up, so he hadn't been there long. Lights were still on. Everything was just starting to get, you know, enough to where you had to turn your lights on. Here's this flatbed, man, loaded. He just drove right off the left side of the road, right down the media strip. Mud flew everywhere, man. He just, there he said, Cascadia, I'm thinking, really? How in the hell do you just drive off the road in the mud? I mean, it was way down in there. Jackknifed. I was thinking, wow, how does that happen? It's like a few weeks back, I was left down there in Charleston, South Carolina, was going up to PA. Big Peterbilt, that big reefer, man, just drove right down in the middle. Looked like he parked it down there. I'm thinking, really? How does that happen? Dry road, nice, clear, moonlit night, nothing, not a cloud in the sky, and he just drives out in the grass. I mean, you don't know what happened. It could have been medical. It could have been, but I don't. You know, you can't blame it on a medical issue for every accident that happens out here because there's a lot of stupidity. 40, 50 cars piling up in a bunch. That's not medical. That's stupidity. That's what that is.
Yep. Well, here's another one. I just pulled it up, and it got posted. It happened this morning, but it was the report just got posted. It's in Boise, Idaho. It says Idaho State Police are investigating a single vehicle versus pedestrian collision, which occurred Tuesday at approximately 6:30 a.m. on westbound Interstate 84 near milepost 65 in Ada County. A black Subaru Forester driven by a 52-year-old man from Hammett was traveling westbound on Interstate 84. A 35-year-old male from Pasco, Washington, was in the lane of travel when he was struck by the Subaru. The driver of the Subaru stayed on scene. Law enforcement and the male pedestrian succumbed to his injuries at the scene. A white 1989 Peterbilt tractor truck was located just east of the scene and was stopped blocking the westbound port of entry on the ramp. It was later confirmed that the abandoned Peterbilt belonged to the deceased male that got hit. Says traffic on the westbound interstate was blocked for approximately 2 hours, allowing emergency responders to assist those involved in the clear the scene. Remains under investigation by the Idaho State Police. So I don't know what that truck driver was doing, but I don't know if he – so, I mean, what they don't say is that – so he was in the lane going into the port of entry.
If he was walking in the lane of travel and got hit, why is that? How is that car is small?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you're on an interstate. You know, I tell people all the time about pulling over to the side. You know, I mean, I know emergencies happen, but dang, get off the road. Get off the interstate.
Yeah, but having to take a 30-minute break on the shoulder of the road ain't an emergency. Sorry.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Emergencies happen, but if it's not a severe emergency, I mean, if the truck just ain't died. We had a truck and trailer blocking the right lane because the truck broke down. I guess he had a blowout or something, but he couldn't get off the road, so the tail of the trailer was sticking out into the right lane, and he had to put his triangles out there, and it was dark, and, you know, I saw the cop pull up just as I was going by him, but, I mean, it's like one of those things where, you know, if nobody was paying attention, you know, they would have hit that truck, but he had his triangle out, but still, you know, luckily, you know, that nothing bad happened as far as I could tell when I went by there. But,
right.
But I mean, I go up and down 35 all the time. I mean, they pull off on the shoulder and they go to bed or they take a break or, you know, I mean, even if, you know, truck drivers, hey, yeah, we're mostly all men. And even if you just got to stop for and take a leak on the side of the road, get off the highway, get off the interstate. You
don't
need to stop on the shoulder. The shoulder is no place to stop unless the truck just ain't absolutely going to make it. But, yeah, people, like even out there, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I guess it used to be a thing, but now with cars going 75, 80 miles an hour, you can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be signs everywhere. No stopping except for emergencies.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, that's not an emergency.
Nope. you know, I think that's, I think the one thing we got to get across to people is that emergency means like either life or death, or the vehicle just broke. Like the vehicle ain't going to make
right.
it. Because, you know, that happens.
Right.
But you know.
Mobilize where you can't move.
Right. You know, so. But I mean, like even when you see that a lot, people will pull off on the side and they have like, you know, maybe the kid's diaper needs to be changed or whatever. And they just pull off on the shoulder and do it right
yep.
there on the side of the road. It's like, dude, that's yep. it's not an emergency.
Yeah. I don't know, a couple weeks ago, man, I seen a car sitting on the side of the road in the daytime. Some girl driving it, you know, neither should say girl, she's an older lady, but I mean, she's probably in her, late 30s, early 40s. She pulled on the side of the road. Well, these trucks, you see everything, you know. And she just pulled on the side, run around, got out, run around the car, opened both doors up, got down in there, did her thing, man. Say, hey, you have to go. She relieved herself right there, you know. It's like, you go by, you look right down through the windows. I mean, you can see her down there squat down by the car, and I'm like, really? I mean, it didn't matter to me, but, you know.
Yep.
I just, wow.
Hmm.
And they wonder why they get abducted and whatever else, you know. Somebody pulls over behind them. They kind of in a bad way, you know.
Yeah, it was just like that. Remember we were at the convoy and that lady pulled up. She had been traveling with the convoy in a pickup truck. Like in that little bitty pickup truck where she was just traveling.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I don't know how do you know. And she was like one of those leftists where she didn't believe in guns or anything, so.
Right.
It's like, oh, well,
yeah,
more
whatever.
Power to you. Yep. Well, man, I think that's going to wrap it up. Doing nice and.
All right, man.
And tight here, so. Good
All
deal.
Right, well, be careful out there tonight, and we'll talk yeah. later.
Yep, you too, bud. Be careful. We'll see you.
All right.
Good deal. All right, everybody. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. That was Greg, another founding member of Redneck and Eyes. We appreciate everybody's support there and hope everybody has a great night tonight. Give us a holler, 515-602-9731. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. One of the great sponsors I like to mention, and that is Load to Ride Transportation. That is a great trucking company out of Denver, Colorado. You can give them a call, 720-277-0030. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com. That's Load to Ride Transportation. They are transportation. So, like I said, redneckandeyes.com, Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. Check us out. We appreciate everybody's support. And you guys stay safe, stay successful, get between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.